the Cat Attack Podcast. Kerr's Hire, quality equipment for hire and sales.
Welcome to the Kerr's Hire Cat Attack Podcast, another edition, the pre-finals edition, Kingy. There's got the smell of cut grass is thick, the birds are chirping.
Days are a little bit longer.
And there's a little bit of movement in the Murray Ranch is in there at this time of year.
Because the cats are
You've
there.
Got a little twinge, haven't you?
Oh, well, yes. Only because I know that the end is near.
I hope you haven't got one right now, Kingy. Just leave it for next Friday night.
Yes. It's going to be fun next Friday night.
It's a huge game.
I think the winner of the flag comes out of that qualifying final.
Yeah, I couldn't disagree with you. I also think that there is some possibility that those two teams play each other in the grand final.
Yeah, long way back though, because you potentially have to come back through going to Adelaide.
Yes, but I still think Adelaide are very gettable in a hectic prelim.
Especially when a lot of them haven't played
finals. My theory is that Collingwood will give them an awful fright and possibly beat them.
Next Thursday?
Yep. That would be my take. Collingwood will bring the heat. They're an experienced finals outfit. How out hurts, but I just don't know whether Adelaide, without Rankin, are they susceptible to an experienced, battle-hardened team in a final with a lot of players who haven't played finals?
That's the potential.
And then if they do win, and then they've got 2 weeks to think about it, and then they've got the Cats coming in or Brisbane coming in, if that's the way it falls, coming in hot.
Remember the last time Geelong went to Adelaide for a preliminary final?
Yeah, we refreshed, didn't we?
No. You and a certain former number 17 did.
Yes, we did. We had some refreshment. There was a bit of sort of premature excitement, wasn't there?
Yes.
And we went to a local establishment and one refreshment turned into about 13. And then we had to go on the air.
You and Bluey.
Yeah.
Disgraced yourself.
No, he didn't. Actually,
you were only doing stats.
I was racing tractor bleeds. Bluey needed. He needed blinkers. He needed winkers. He needed bubble cheekers.
Tongue tie.
He needed a tongue tie because he was talking absolute swahili.
And that's when he clipped the club after the siren.
Yes. He gave them an almighty spank right round their rump.
Yeah.
And then that was it.
Statute of limitations have passed now that we can talk about that story.
Yeah,
did you go to, and the year before too, where we were in the corporate box for the GWS Giants Bulldogs preliminary
final?
That was
my game where we did have a few refreshments while calling the game. We were very tidy during that game.
Yeah.
That was an absolute cracker, that game.
That's one of the best games I've called.
Ironically, I remember being as flat as an absolute Carter's hat.
Because the Cats got touched up the night before.
Yeah, and thinking, the last thing on the earth I want to do is go and watch the Bulldogs in GWS.
We had to fly to Sydney.
And it turned out to be an absolute cracking game of footy. And we were in a corporate box, so we weren't on the wing, we were in the forward pocket.
The other side of the ground.
Yeah, we were away from anybody with prying eyes. And for some reason we were right near a room that was being serviced with refreshments. And as the girl was coming through, she was servicing us with refreshments throughout the call. So we lapped it up, and by the end of it, it just helped, Kingy. It sort of loosened the tonsils,
yes,
didn't it,
from
what was a very, very climactic finish.
It was. The Bonts goal.
You've had one of them, hey?
The Bonts goal.
Yeah, look, that was a great game. So it was, the irony was, I went there thinking how this is,
I don't
want to be here, and it ended up being, I'm glad I was there, because it was a rip. And it's been the first sort of shot in terms of what's been a pretty big rivalry between those two teams.
Unfortunately, it doesn't continue into September because Geelong fans shouldn't be upset that the Doggies are watching on.
No, they could do, well, their record against good teams this year was pretty poor. Mm. They were sort of flat-track bullies to a degree. They've got a lot of young players, though, the Bulldogs. I think they're going to be a force in the coming years.
I reckon they win a flag. Unless they completely cock it up, they win a flag in the next five.
Well, they need Bonham. I mean, with Bonham Pally flying, they need to probably do it sooner rather than later. But the players like Darcy and Frazier, I know they've got O'Donnell down back. They've got, you know, they've got a lot of...
The Doctor.
Who's the Doctor?
Davidson.
Yeah, he was good. He's good. So, look, they've got... I mean, Darcy's the one. I mean, he's still very, very young. I know he was poor against Fremantle, but he's a generational sort of player.
Did they put the bed there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I reckon they did. They did. They soiled the sheets, Kingy, and then they left without paying the bill.
The Dockers get
Have you ever done that?
The Dockers get a home final. That's the massive turnaround. The difference was either home final or miss completely.
And Gold Coast too.
Yep.
So just if
I think the Dockers are advancing.
If you're playing along at home, the loser of the Brisbane Geelong final will play the winner of Fremantle and the Gold Coast.
Yep.
Obviously, the loser of that game is out. And then they then would cross over and play either Collingwood or Adelaide in a prelim.
Yep.
So I'd have a little nibble, Kingy, on the grand final being Geelong and Brisbane. Okay. I reckon that's quite a realistic option.
Responsibly.
Yeah. And the more you bet, the more you win. It's just an unwritten rule, King. You don't have to abide by it. But if you partake in a little bit of a...
Do we need to talk about Saturday or can we just move on? Because I've got no interest in talking about one of the most boring games I've ever broadcast.
Richmond?
Yeah.
Well, it was...
The only upside was talking to the CEO before the game.
Wasn't he announced he had a 4-year deal?
Yeah.
He presented his own stuff to the board and said, you know what? He would have just gone in. He would have said...
I'm going okay.
Hang on. Has anybody looked at the ladder? Right. Check. Has anybody looked at our re-signings? Check.
Yep. Balance sheet?
Well, he didn't... I asked him about that, Kingy, and he didn't give away too much. He sort of went into politician speak, but reading between the lines, I don't think the Cats are making... any great profit this year.
They don't have to,
but if you're ever going to do it, this is it, isn't it?
Yeah.
What about when the shit hits the fan and you're 17th, because we're not going to be here, we're not going to be second for the rest of our lives. If you can't...
But we've been saying that for 20
years. No, I know, Kingy, but at some point down the track, it may not be in our lifetime, let's hope not, but at some point Geelong will be 17th on the ladder. They're not making a quid when they've been perennial top four teams. When are you making a quid?
Hmm.
And he's talking about getting to 100,000 members. That's fantastic. Well, now you've got to be... If you're not doing it now, when would you be doing it?
Just depends on what their expenses have been. Unless you have a look at the real deep dive on the balance sheet, you're not really sure.
Is that your thing? Do you like deep dives on balance sheets?
No, not really.
Do you know how Brian Grubb... Brian Grubb was my accounting teacher in year 11.
Yeah.
And I like the subjects that had a little bit of grey area.
Were you fiddling the books in accounting?
And accounting wasn't one of them. I sat next to Peter Jakes in accounting, and we had a little question that gave you a little scenario and then you had to comment. And his comment was the business is going well and unwell. And Brother Meal, the accounting teacher, gave him 3 out of 5. I tried to fire in a protest and say, that is telling us absolutely nothing. The business is going well and unwell. Anyway, it was ridiculous. But Brian Grubb, do you know what he used to say?
What did he say?
He used to say accounting. And he had this sort of... He used to talk and his cheeks used to sort of go at the same time. I can't replicate it. But he used to say accounting was a subject that excited organised minds. And that's why me and Jakesy were like, this is not for us.
Your mind is far from organised.
Well, it's not organised, Kingy, but it's organised in some fashion.
Are the Cats organised enough going into September?
Well, they couldn't be any more organised, Kingy. They've got the blue pen next to the green pen next to the red pen. No injuries. Loch Ness is the only player not available, and he isn't in the mix, in the senior mix anyway. They couldn't be any better placed, I would have thought. There are no excuses. They've got key players in form. You know, Neil comes off a week freshen up. He's been in good form. Cameron's been in good form. Stengel's been a little bit... Radar's been a little bit off, but has been getting a bit of it and having shots at goal. Manor couldn't be in any better form. Myers is in good form. Tom Stewart looks as fit as he's looked for the entire year. Connor O'Sullivan keeps getting better.
Yep.
Zach Guthrie's solid.
I tell you about Connor O'Sullivan. He did some media early in this week. He's impressive.
He'd be skipper one day.
Yep.
Yeah, I reckon he will.
Yep. That
could he be a Selwood type and skipper when he's about 23, 24?
Potentially. Yeah, if they get to that point where Dangerfield's retired, Stewart's nearly done, Atkins is probably nearly done, yeah, who is next?
Yeah, I we had him on K-Rock probably was a month ago,
yep.
6 weeks ago, and he did speak very, very well. So, but look, you know, he's kept improving. Guthrie's been sold. The other thing that's happened is that we've got, you know, which we haven't always had, you've got Mullen and O'Connor that they seem really, really keen to play in defensive roles. Now, that's going to be, I reckon, Kingy, it's going to be absolutely critical getting it right against Brisbane. I was thinking about it. If you're looking at forward lines and back lines, I reckon you're taking Geelong. If you're looking at midfield, yeah, you're taking Brisbane. That's my biggest concern. They bat so deep in the midfield. Geelong just don't, unfortunately. I watched that game, their last game. Who did they play? They beat Hawthorn, didn't they? 2025.
On Sunday night?
Yeah. And why is this not coming up, Brisbane Lions, Kingy, all games?
What
can
do
you explain to me that?
What do you need? Something from AFL tables?
By season, yeah, I'm onto it.
Right.
Round 24. Why is it saying...
What do you need to know, Benny?
Well, I was just trying to get up the Hawthorn game.
The game. I suspect that hasn't been done on AFL tables yet.
It hasn't been loaded.
Because they would have been waiting for last night's game.
Right.
And
that's
usually,
why it's not loaded.
Correct. What do you want to know from
So,
that
no,
game?
I was just going to say, when Brisbane came down and played the Cats earlier in the year, they dominated is fair, is probably an expression you could use. They
Correct.
Won, it was 14-8 to 6-15, Geelong are inaccurate.
But they weren't in the contest, like even if they'd been accurate.
No, they weren't. They were mauled, is for want of a better expression. I'm just looking at some stats from that game. You know, they've got, I reckon, 9 players who can play in the midfield.
Yep. Name them.
So, Will Ashcroft.
Yep.
Gun. Levi Ashcroft, first-year player.
Going to be a gun.
Yeah, he will be a gun. Hugh McCluggage, who is hitting the scoreboard as much as he ever has, which is dangerous. Lachie Neale, Jared Berry, both coming back from injury. Now, how much Lachie Neale's been hampered will be interesting, because I think he had a foot injury, didn't he? So I don't know how much training he's been able to do, but he's, what, two Brownlows?
Yep.
That's fairly handy. You've got Fletcher. Coming, who's just a, like, he's one of their sort of foot soldiers.
Yeah.
Who's off Broadway and gets it 20 times and is really damaging.
Yep.
Kicked a really good goal against Hawthorn. You've got Josh Dunkley, who plays that defensive type role along with Berry. You've got Cam Rayner. You've got Zach Bailey. Now, they're their sort of manor type players who play forward, kick goals, but then can go into the midfield as well. So, my question is, who do you send Mullen to? Because I think equal to that weapon is Zorko and Wilmot. Now, Wilmot has become an absolute weapon for them off halfback.
And he kicked that goal against Geelong, remember, early. And when he kicked that goal, that was when there was, oh, gee, hang on.
When Geelong couldn't move the ball out of their back half.
The warning signs just had to.
Yeah, and Myers tried to kick, which is through no fault. He tried to bite off more than he could chew.
To the middle.
And Wilmot took it and kicked the goal, and you're thinking the Cat's in for a long night
here.
So Wilmot and Zorko, they just create. Zorko runs, but he those lateral balls, he's not frightened to actually have a crack at a kick that opens the play up. And Wilmot's ability to the old 1-2, to get it, use it, run on, get it again, suddenly it's a 70, 80-metre play. It's really damaging. That killed Hawthorn.
Yep.
That was an absolute killer against the Hawks. So do we send... Do you send Mullen to a midfielder, or do you send Mullen to somebody like a Wilmot or a Zorka?
To keep them. Well, can Close do a job on a Wilmot or a Zorka? Because he's been doing some of those negating roles, so maybe he goes to a Wilmot.
He needs to.
Yeah.
I'll put it this way. If Wilmot and Zorko get 60 possessions between them, Geelong ain't winning.
So they had between them last week. Wilmot had 27. Zorko had 22. I would say even 50. If they had 50 combined.
So Zorko, last time they played, had 33 against the Cats. Wilmot didn't have it. He kicked that goal, but he only had 16.
Yeah.
But they are such a weapon. And then you've got the midfield as well that has real diversity in terms of offensive players in Bailey and Rayner, defensive players in Berry and Dunkley. You know, Darcy Fort is, I mean, I always thought McInerney was a lock. Yeah. Yep. Suddenly he's out of the side. Fort is a battler. He's a, you know, a Reece Stanley type battler.
I think Stanley's
probably maybe better.
Stanley will cover the ground better than Darcy Fort.
Fort's just, he's just
a body.
I
wouldn't be surprised if Brisbane made a change in that regard.
Possibly. You bring in McInerney.
Yeah.
He just hasn't played for a while, though. Be a big call.
But he's been able to get VFL.
You would have thought they'd played him by now if he was going to play. Mm. I reckon that'd be a big call to change the
mix. You reckon they've set their Forts there, man?
I reckon.
That'd be unbelievable. What if they won the flag again? Darcy Fort turns out to be a two-timer.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. The other weapon that they have, it's well known, is that, you know, Harris Andrews just gets in the way. Like, it's so annoying. Now, he when they last played, I'm just looking up here, Shannon Neal kicked 1.2 from 5 kicks.
Yep.
From memory, Harris Andrews was just in the way constantly, wasn't he?
Took 10 marks.
Yeah, he had 16 possessions, 10 marks. How many of them were contested? How many of them were intercept marks? We're not sure, but they've got to find a way around you. So do you think Brisbane will want Andrews to go to Neal?
Well, he probably has to because they're not overly...
They're not overly tall.
Down back.
No.
No.
Leicester will go to Cameron?
Yep.
Last time these
Cameron
two sides...
Cameron kicked 4.
Cameron kicked 4 on him. In the final last year, Leicester did a really good job. Yep. So I reckon that's a lock, Leicester going to Cameron. Yep. Now, you'd have to... you're right. You probably think Andrews has to go to Neal. Yep. So it's up to Neal to be really smart in the way that... the way where he runs, where he leads, how he goes about it. And then his teammates... It's difficult to do, but his teammates have got to find a way to use Shannon Neal, maybe, just to create some doubt in Harris Andrews. If it gets to the point where Neal's leading away as some sort of decoy and never getting used, Andrews would be all over that. He'll just say, look, you go over there. I'm going to hang around here.
Yep.
But then if you kick 2 or 3 to him, it's like, especially if the Geelong are then able to get a goal off the back of that.
If he was able to take a pack mark, something like that.
He's like just thinking, okay, maybe I need to actually be a bit closer to this bloke. And then that's when you can go long down the line when he's not there. But finding a way around Harris Andrews is absolutely crucial.
They've got to send somebody to Manor too.
Well, they don't.
When they go forward, they're going to... somebody will have to, I would suspect, an Answorth or a...
Well, Answorth's out.
Is he?
He's out for the year.
Oh.
He's not playing.
Oh, he is too. Yeah, he's Stasevich?
Well, Stasevich is an underrated player. He's a very good player. But Manor's the equivalent for us for them of Rayner and Bailey, in that he doesn't just play forward. He can move up the ground. He can get involved in the midfield. So Stasevich could be one. For that, you would have thought. I just looking, like, if you're thinking Cats midfielders, I think we've only got 3. They've got 9.
Yeah.
So
Smith, Holmes and Atkins.
Yeah, they're your 3 midfielders. Yeah.
They've been sending Myers to a lot more centre bounces.
Yeah, and I think I just don't know about that against really good opposition.
Is Dangerfield going to have to spend more time in the midfield?
I think he might have to just change the mix up in the middle a little bit and provide that sort of bull type ferocious attack on the ball that he's got. Simply because I know we've got away with it putting Myers into the middle against Essendon and St Kilda and North Melbourne and Port Adelaide and rubbish teams. I don't know that is going to work against a battle hard midfield like Brisbane.
Would you be sending Dangerfield to the first centre bounce?
Possibly. Yeah, I reckon that wouldn't be the worst thing you could do. And I'd be trying to manufacture...
And having Holmes maybe on the outside.
Holmes as a wingman?
Yeah.
Possibly.
And then he comes into the middle.
Yeah, possibly. Possibly. I want Myers to play that role where he's just up and down the wing. Yeah.
So you're Smith, Atkins and Dangerfield at your first bounce?
Yeah, well, yeah, that'd be a mix.
Yep.
Yeah.
With Stanley, obviously.
Yeah.
And then Holmes starts on a wing and comes through the contest.
Yeah. You just... I mean, it's difficult because you've got away, well, not got away with, but you've played predominantly Patrick Dangerfield up forward, particularly in the first half of games this year. So do you want to suddenly change that mix up? I just got a feeling he's going to have to play a little bit more in the midfield to give the Cats midfield a little bit more oomph, because we don't have the oomph. They have. They've got those battle-hardened blokes. You know, McCluggage, Berry and Dunkley... and Rayner, when he's in there, they're big boys. They've got Myers covered. Myers' game is outside. So I just
do they get enough speed though, Brisbane?
Well, they get the speed from Wilmot, Rayner, Bailey, Lohman.
Cats will have to back Smith and at Holmes being able to, and Dangerfield to be able to burst from.
Well, Smith and Holmes need to play big games, and they have all year. They've got to really impact the game. Absolutely. They'd be wanting to get it north of 25, 30 times each. And the other one, I mean, you know, Cameron, does Mullen tag in the midfield, or who goes to Cameron? Do you leave Busey in?
I would keep Busey and going to Cameron. Although Cameron hasn't had a great year.
No, he hasn't, but you say that, and then he bobs up and kicks four, and you're thinking he's made a poor year, and he's made a statement in the finals.
I'm keeping Busey in the side.
I am too, because...
But I'm bringing O'Connor back.
O'Connor comes back.
I think you're squeezing Bowes.
I'm not against that, because I think you send Buse to Cameron, you then got to decide, do you send Mullen to a midfielder or do you send him to a Wilmot or Zorko?
I still think Close.
Yeah, Close could possibly do it. So then you've got, does O'Connor then become the player that plays on like a Rayner?
Yeah, and size-wise, you can go with him.
Rayner's one of those players, he can go for a quarter and a half and not touch the ball.
Yeah, but then...
Yeah, and so you just hope he has an off night, because if he's having a big night, they're really hard to beat. You know, up forward, they got that Ty Gallup, who he's young. He's young. I'd be least concerned that he's going to tear the game apart. Morris is the one. Do we send... Jack Henry to Morris? Giving away what, height-wise, to Logan Morris?
Let me have a look, Benny.
Jack Henry's what, 190?
Morris is 191.
Morris is only 191. So he's the same dimensions as Henry. He's 191, isn't he?
Jack Henry is 191.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm ticking that, Kingy. I'm locking that in.
Yep.
So De Koning, where does De Koning and O'Sullivan go, given that one will go to Gallup?
De Koning goes to Gallup.
Yep. De Koning to Gallup, and that means you're left with him. Who does O'Sullivan play on?
Well, does somebody need to go to Lohman?
Well, it won't be O'Sullivan. Lohman's sort of a mid-sized type player. You'd think a Zach Guthrie would go to him.
Sam Day?
Well, if they leave Day in, I suppose. I mean, he's...
So De Koning to Day.
Day's a... God, if he gets old of us, I'll cry, because he's old enough to vote, Day. Like, he's...
They're all old enough to vote, Benny.
Yeah, I know. He wouldn't be playing if they had a full team. I mean, no. Gallup and Day, they're their third and fourth string key forwards.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Geelong have got to find a way.
Who goes to Hipwood? Will he be back?
He's out.
He won't be
back?
No,
he's gone. No, he's not back until, I think, at the earliest, a prelim.
Okay.
Yeah, so so they have got some injuries. And you talked before about Answorth being out. Now, Cat fans may not have heard much about him, but he's like their Jed Buse.
Yep.
Solid. Keaton Coleman hasn't played all year.
No.
They've lost Payne as a key defender. They've got Hipwood out.
Link McCarthy, unfortunately.
Well, Link McCarthy didn't play.
Yep.
They've had Neil coming off a month out. They've got Berry with a serious shoulder injury who'll play but can't be 100% fit.
So what you're saying is Geelong really should be taking...
There are no excuses. If Geelong can't find a way past Brisbane on Friday night, they are probably going to struggle to win the premiership, because they could get back to play Brisbane again. I wouldn't put that beyond them. But
they're trying to snap a four-game losing streak against them.
Yeah, and Brisbane would then, you'd be, in some respects, the Cats would be their bunnies to a degree. Mm. Now, how much do they look at what happened at Cadinia Park? That was round 16?
Yeah, 15, 16, yep.
I'm just looking through here. I mean, Dunkley had 30 that night. Jasper Fletcher, I mean, we've Cat fans probably never heard of him, although he's the son of a former Cat in
Adrian.
He had 23 that night. Will Ashcroft had 28 and kicked a goal. Jared Berry had 26. McCluggage had 22 and kicked a goal. Kai Lohman had 13 and kicked two. Logan Morris kicked five that night. From memory, who was on Logan Morris that night? You got a memory like an elephant, King. You might be able to tell me that.
Who played?
He kicked five goals, one. The score that night for those playing along at home was 14-8-92 to 6-15-51.
I think Jack Henry spent a lot of time with him.
Yeah, so Morris has had that night had nine kicks and kicked five goals. Rayner had 19 possessions and kicked three goals, two.
Where are you playing Blitzarves next Friday?
Well, he's probably got to play in the midfield, Kingy. He's that sort of wild card midfielder. Big bodied, can probably get to a player in terms of clearances. They're likely to send Dunkley to someone. The problem they've got there is Dunkley doesn't have great leg speed. So Smith and Holmes, you would have thought in open territory, will have him covered.
Right.
He'll be able to go to them around the ball and negate them because he's very savvy, Josh Dunkley, very good player. But in open space, if the Cats can get the ball to Holmes and Smith, they'll run away from Dunkley.
Yes.
Yep. So there's that many. These are the games, Kingy. Like, I know the Cats have come off a period where the matchups really haven't mattered. They could have had you and me playing in the forward line a couple of those games.
And we would kick goals.
We may have snaffled a couple.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't have mattered. This is a game where you've got to get the matchups right. If you get enough matchups right, it goes such a long way to your team getting it. I mean, obviously you need players playing well as well, but if you can get some matchups right, cover some key players, I would nearly send Mullen to McCluggage.
Yep.
And just say, look, shut him down. If you can, the problem there is McCluggage this year has drifted forward and he's quite a good mark. So I don't know about that with Mullen's game. Mullen's probably better suited to that, just that real accumulator in the midfield.
Maybe if he does drift forward, somebody else in gets him.
Well, possibly, but that can be often difficult to do on the run. That's when you end up with mix-ups and the guy's 15 metres on his own in the forward 50.
And blokes looking at each other.
Pointing fingers. Yeah. So it's and then O'Connor, he probably goes to Arena when he's forward, not in the midfield. And then Zach Guthrie to a Lohman. You're looking at, hopefully we're talking about Buse on Charlie Cameron.
You're trying to get Stewart to their weakest forward.
Probably, yeah, to be that rebounder. I think if you're looking at least we've got options in defence, King. Like you're thinking, yeah, that'll work. You could mix them up a little bit if you needed to. Look, if you would this would be a big one. Would you send, because Jack Henry is very good intercept player.
Yes.
He's not the world's greatest kick, but he's very good intercept overhead. Would you send, and backing me in, this would be a big call, Connor O'Sullivan to Logan Morris and try and allow players like
Henry and Stewart.
And Zach Guthrie. To get in the way.
Yep.
I mean, Morris is only a second-year player.
Yep.
How many goals he kicked? He's kicked a zillion goals. He's been very good.
Yeah, he's been outstanding. He had 47. How many did he kick on Sunday night?
He kicked a few. He kicked three or four.
Let's have a look here. He kicked one.
No, he kicked one.
Yep. He's got 48.
I reckon he missed a couple. I reckon he had some chances and missed them.
One goal, one.
Huh. Well, there you go. Well, must have been watching a different game. I know they kicked eight behinds in the first quarter.
Do you want some questions, Ben?
Yeah, I love questions, King. Right. Absolutely.
The Hoops crew off the KFCX. Should we be nervous now that mainstream media has labelled us as premiership favourites?
No, I don't think we should be nervous. We should be embracing it. We've got an experienced team who have been there, done that before. They won't be overawed. I think you embrace these sorts of things. If you try and run away from that, that's when you run into problems. Embrace the fact that you are. You've got there in the best possible shape. If someone said to you, Geelong would finish second, get to a prelim, host it against an in-state team, and have one player unavailable, you would have said that they were stark raving mad.
Yep, correct.
And like I said before, not only that, but they've got a lot of players in form. Stewart's one. His last 3 weeks has looked good in terms of the way he's played, the way he's moved.
He's hitting finals at the right time.
Yeah, but he had that patch where he was getting injured every third week and hobbling off and then cobbling back on, and next week he'd be injured again. I'd be embracing that. They're premiership favourites for a reason.
Andrew Daly, the talk about tags has me thinking about Merrick's role. Do we send him to Dunkley to cover and limit his movement like Barjas in his Dutch oven? So he's actually put up a gif of Bluey. Bluey grills.
Wear me donuts. Wear me donuts.
O'Connor to Dunkley?
Well, Dunkley's one that sort of plays a negating role for them. I mean, Dunkley's not creative. He's a workhorse. He's not a great kick. He is a good mark. I'd be looking to shut down somebody who's more creative, like a McCluggage or like a Will Ashcroft. They're more creative than Dunkley. Dunkley offsets their creativity by being a bit more defensive. So I don't know if you want to shut down a slightly defensive player. You want to shut down the offensive players, and McCluggage and Ashcroft. Ashcroft is, I mean, there's another one. Do you tag him instead of McCluggage? I don't know.
Where do you start?
Well, that's the problem.
Yeah. With Neil firing, do they have enough cover, or could this open up for Jezza or some of the smalls?
Who's that?
Neil.
If Shannon Neil fires, yeah. Well, that'd be huge.
Yeah.
If Shannon Neil could fire.
Yeah, but do they have enough cover?
Brisbane?
Yeah. Defensively.
No, they don't. And you know, their one-wooded defence is Harris Andrews, and then it's Zorko and Wilmot.
Mm.
They're the three key defenders that, you know, if they have bad nights, Brisbane can be scored against. So if Shannon Neil could have a big game and impact the game and create elements of doubt around Harris Andrews and the way he has to play, that would go a long way to the Cats getting the win.
Randy Mazda, did Geelong push for a Saturday twilight match?
Randy Mazda?
7:40 start on Friday. Match will end 11 p.m.-ish. No, it won't. It'll finish at about 20 past 10. Family will make it back to Geelong after midnight. Yes, packing the red cordial concentrate to keep the kids awake on the train home.
I wouldn't go the red cordial concentrate. I'd go the orange.
Geelong would have liked a Saturday twilight, but Steve Hocking said to us, they just play where they're fixtured.
Yeah, well, they got no say in it.
No. I think they did. I think if you go back to 2022, the Collingwood pre-qualifying final, that was played as a Saturday twilight, and I think Geelong did get some say in that's when they wanted it. Geelong liked the Saturday twilight. I think it'll impact the crowd not playing Saturday twilight.
Are all the finals on 7?
Yes.
So there's not the Saturday rubbish of only
No, 7's got all the finals. Per-view. Fox have got all the finals as well, up until the grand final, I believe.
Yeah,
look, it's not ideal for everybody, but that's where the AFL have fixtured it. The fact that there was a game still to be played last night impacted a little bit.
Yeah.
In terms of, they wanted to get those qualifying finals. They needed to announce to the clubs that were qualified and locked into the qualifying finals when they were playing, so they could plan. If they waited till today, that throws the club's planning out by 3 or 4 days.
It was a fizzer last night, wasn't it?
Chris Quine, any chat about Cam Guthrie getting another year? I haven't heard anything.
I'd be staggered. It's disappointing. I'm not poo-hooing Cam Guthrie. I'd be staggered off 3 years of injuries at his age. I couldn't see it, but you know, and that's really disappointing way to go out for a bloke who's been enormous for the Cats.
Marky Mark, Castanelli's number one fan. First full year for Sully. Scratcher, Humphrey, Smith returning from ACL last year. Danger one leg in the old person's home, and we still finish second. Even if we bomb out, we'll be better in years to come.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that, but it's set up for now. Let's not be concerning ourselves with, you know, how good we might be in the future. You've got, you know, Dangerfield coming to the end. You've got Cameron coming to the end. You've got Blitzarves coming to the end.
Stewart's closer to the end.
Yeah, you've got some players there who will be, who you want to make the most of this year. I mean, once Cameron's gone, Dangerfield's gone, well, we don't have, there's not ready-made replacements for those calibre of players. So, I think Geelong have been able to, That'll be Chris Scott just sending me the team.
A week out, that's good of him.
From the back line. Geelong have done an enormous job to have these younger type players who can come through and then give us a push in coming years. But geez, let's not take our eyes off 2025, given what's the position they've put themselves in now.
At random, 91, 97, 11, 62. Silly question time. What are the chances Todd Goldstein comes to Geelong next year? Still playing some good footy, albeit for Essendon, but extra ruck stocks can be important with Loch Ness unable to get his body right. Also, who's your flag favourite? Got to be Brisbane, in my opinion. I think Geelong are flag favourites, and Todd Goldstein won't be coming to Geelong.
Yeah, I know. What's the Rowan Marshall whispers?
Nah, well, we know De Koning's now going to St Kilda.
So surely he's gone to St Kilda and said, how do I fit into this?
Yeah. At Leroy's, is Shannon Neil better equipped now or in better form now to combat Harris compared to last year's prelim and two other games this year against Brisbane? Harris has killed us in 3 straight games. Should we sit on Zorko or with Mullen, or should it be a mid?
Yeah, we've talked about that, and I mean, you have sleepless nights trying to organise who Mullen might go to. There's so many options. That's what makes Brisbane such a good side. I reckon this year, Brisbane's best footy is the best footy of the comp. Now, are they going to be able to produce their best footy with a few little niggles and a few other players out? I mean, it's no surprise that Chris Fagan said it was the best home and away season they've had.
Yep.
Because they've had adversity.
Yep.
And they've had some ups and downs. They've had some really poor performances. But then when they've been challenged and they've had to respond, their response has been the best footy in the competition.
Remember, this is a team that drew with North Melbourne.
Yeah. Well, and then got absolutely hammered at home, didn't they? By they got...
The Giants gave them a touch-up at home, didn't they?
Yeah. And then they came out and pooped on Fremantle. They got... they beat Collingwood off the back of Sydney, losing to Sydney.
Gold Coast gave them a touch up.
So they've probably had that typical, you know, up and down season that premiership sides can have. Your mind wanders, but look, are they going to be able to produce their bet? And can Geelong counter it? My biggest concern is that there isn't enough soldiers in the middle for the Cats. And I think if you've got nine on ballers who can give you something, they're hard to stop, and Geelong don't have that.
Damien Tedesco, boys.
Mr. Tedesco.
Thanks for the year. Been even better with the addition of Reg Tui. Have to say we've been fortunate to be Geelong supporters. Do you think we can match it with the Lions? Well, we're discussing that. Yes, we can.
Yeah, of course they can.
Midfield.
You've got to get... This is a match-up game where I think the match-ups above all else could decide the outcome.
Edmund 59 saying hi from Canada.
Oh, wow.
Will both O'Connor and Buse play in the same team?
Well, we discussed that, and I think there's a matchup there for Buse. So there's a clear matchup, and it allows Mullen then to go and play on somebody else. I know Mullen played on Cameron earlier in the year when the Cats got out to a lead, then got run down up there in the wet at the Gabba. I just think that the way the team's focused, I thought Busey played well when he came in against. Against Richmond, I just think there's that matchup there which gives you some more flexibility with Mullen going to somebody else. If you're just limited, if Mullen goes to Cameron, well, you're left with maybe O'Connor having to tag someone in the middle. Now, he's tagged Neil before. Do you tag Neil with a month out? Oh, geez, I don't know. But I just think I'd love to see Busey and Mullen and O'Connor all playing, sort of negating roles and allow others to play the offensive roles.
Return of our Lord Loch Ness, McAuley. Should the Cats look to trade for Fremantle player Neil Erasmus so we can have a Neil on the list?
Yes, I did read that. I did have a chuckle. You know, Neil, we've had a long association with Neils in Geelong, haven't we? Neil Tresors.
Nipper.
Yeah.
So I think the Tresors at Richmond.
He's related.
No.
He's not.
Well, I don't know whether he's related, but his nickname is Nipper.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'd love to have a Neil. I think it's sort of discriminatory that there's not a Neil. There should be a Neil on every list. I think there should be a Barry. And I think that there should be maybe a...
There should be a Darren.
Yeah, Dags. You can never have enough Dags on your list, can you?
Can we have a look at what's come off Big Footy?
Oh, we can always look at old Big Foosball.
Cats 09. I think we asked a question earlier this year. Still confusion around the situation. Jake Colajasny, is he contracted for next year or a free agent? His name was on the free agency list earlier this year and I haven't seen any updates. My understanding is he's contracted for next year.
Okay.
Howler 41. Well, we end up with the Lions. Probably not the team we wanted, but to win the flag, you have to beat the best. A few things need to happen. Shannon Neal has to keep Andrews busy.
Yes.
Doesn't have to outmark him, just get the ball to ground for Stengel, Manor close, etc.
Yes.
I'd like to see Connor go to Rayner, who hurt us in the prelim last year. O'Connor, sorry. I'd like to see Mullen go to Neil, and I'd keep using to take Cameron. Jezza hasn't been great versus the Lions the last few times, so wanting him to step up. Also, no excuses for the Cats. Strap your helmets on time.
Oh, absolutely. Written and authorised by, was that by Howler?
Howler 41.
Yeah, I agree with all that. The Mullen to Neil, you could throw up, we've spoken about that, three or four players you could go to, but all that I 100% agree with. And, you know, it's prime for the Cats. And I suppose with that comes the pressure. You know, how will the Cats cope with the pressure? They'll know full well that they are ready to have a crack at this, and that I would have thought anything but a grand final appearance would be a disappointment.
Yep.
From where they're at.
Oh, from here, yeah.
From where they're at.
Yeah.
How does that impact them? How does that mindset impact them?
I don't know.
This is my point. I think Adelaide, Collingwood will go over there and bring the heat, and they'll get over Adelaide.
Dudas Maximus, long handballs, Polly Farmer, the J-curve. What else was pioneered by the Cats?
What else was pioneered by the Pussycats?
Mm.
Well, in conjunction with Dustin Fletcher, Matthew Scarlett was the first defender to make fullback a sexy role, to make it actually an offensive role. You weren't just there to punch the ball away, Mick Shields style.
Yep.
You actually created. So that's one thing that came out of the Cats' heyday was that the full back position was an attacking role. I'm trying to think what else we're famous for, Kingy. What about two for one drinks at the Geelong Hotel at the Refinery on a on a Friday night?
Fox Dog 50.
That used to get the cat amongst the pigeons.
I would have thought. Yeah. Toby Conway injury, what's the latest? I'm not sure what's the biggest
secret. Has anyone heard?
No.
This is ridiculous.
There hasn't been an update.
Not one update?
No. Well,
has anybody asked?
Well, they put out the injury report every week.
And what does it say?
They're working through it.
You're telling me there's not one person who's gone to uni and it's come out of the end of it with a DR before their name, who can actually say,
yeah, I don't know.
And they've got that many scans they can do that nobody knows what's wrong with Loch Ness. Mm. Please. Why would the club do that?
I don't know.
It's obviously serious.
The Ranger.
Yeah.
Gents, you forgot a nickname when discussing them past week. Umpire Boy Band.
Yes.
Another cracker from Ben. I also do miss the red sticky hand.
Yeah, well, Kingy said I wasn't allowed to call it that because I was quite happy to go with the red sticky hand.
I started it.
Yeah, I know. Well, by mistake.
I inadvertently.
And then I ran with it, and then you told me to stop running with it.
Yeah, because the Cheer Squad said it was disrespectful. And it is, a little bit. It's named after Reggie.
Really? It's just a bit of fun. And it's a play on words. Oh. It's a bit of fun. Do you think we can go back to it?
If you want.
Do you think we could go back to calling Max Holmes no relation?
Yep.
Do you reckon?
Yep.
I don't know.
And I'll let you deal with the boss. Get Closey on the list for 2026. That's it from Daz Broncos. He's wanted elsewhere, reports.
Yep. We've spoken about him. Next sort of Tommy Atkins style. I'm not against that.
Footy Lad Zero. Lads, keen for another episode. Thoughts on how we beat Brisbane? They like to possess the uncontested ball and go through the corridor when they can. Just a matter of manic pressure to force turnovers, or do we match their style and try to beat them the same way they play? You can't beat Brisbane the way they play.
No.
That is, to use a Chris Scott word, that would be folly.
Yep. Geelong have just got to stick to what they do. And their game is built around getting the ball back and then rebounding off getting the ball back. I don't think they rate, clearances highly. They don't rate the ruck highly. No. They have their own method of doing things, and big part of it is pressure, which every club is, obviously, but getting that ball back and then hitting sides on the rebound. Now, Brisbane are a skillful team, which is that's where you've got Zorko and Wilmont and Bailey, Rayner, Lockie Neal. They're all really the Ashcroft boys, Jasper Fletcher. The two that aren't that skillful in their midfield are. I know Dunkley's not, and I don't reckon McCluggage is super skillful, but his game's gone to a new level. He'll be all Australian tonight, I reckon.
I've always been a McCluggage fan. You used to poo-poo him a little bit.
Well, he used to miss all the time. Yeah. He'd have shots at goal and miss. He's actually. Can you have a look at how many goals he's kicked this year in comparison to previous years? Because every time I've watched Brisbane, he's always lurking inside forward 50 and then kicking the odd goal, and he always used to miss. I'm thinking he's kicked a lot more goals this year in previous seasons.
Let me have a look. Hugh McCluggage?
South Warrnambool boy, isn't he?
Correct. No. Actually, he's kicked 23 in a season in 2019.
Yeah. How many has he kicked this year?
No, just 11.
Really?
11 goals, 10 up until...
I'm having a howler with the predictions here. Only kicked 11, 10.
Up until the Brisbane game, or the Hawthorn game on Sunday.
That's a misprint, isn't it?
No, 11 goals, 10, it says here. Last year, 19, 20 in 2022.
Right, so I take all that back. He's crap in front of goal. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about him.
Yeah, we'll let him go.
I reckon we'll get Darren Morgan to play on him.
Are we doing any Hydro Heroes or we're done?
Well, no, Hydro did send through the list, Kingy.
What did he need?
We haven't. We've got to do that during some finals action, I think. So
I reckon. Well, maybe we do an episode next week, Benny, and we dedicate that to maybe picking our team.
We'll get Hydro to do his team. So the final list is completed. He sent me the final list. And include some big, big names. 46 of 46 players we've got. You've got Ian Nankervis. You've also got Benny Graham, James Raleigh.
Benny Graham in the 36.
Where are you going to hide James Raleigh? You've got Gary Hocking. You've got Timmy Darcy.
So we're allowed to sub, aren't we?
Yeah. You've got Tomahawk.
Oh,
you've got Mark Boss. He was one of my favourites.
Straight to fullback.
Mitchie Duncan, Stevie J, Kent Kingsley. K-Rock's own.
I've got a good forward line.
Billy Brownless. You've got the skipper, Joel Selwood. Brad Scholl. You've got Johnny Mossop.
In the ruck.
Yes. But you've also got Brad Otten, so you'll have to play him up forward too, alongside Tommy Hawkins.
I've got a big forward.
Do you know what that'll be known as? The two-pronged attack. Anyway, I look forward to doing that. Kingy, I've got the odds, so I've got some handy players there. I might have Bartel. I might have the great Gazuki. And
Junior and Senior.
Couchy, did he get on there?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, so I've got some rippers too. Anyway, a bit of fun. Thanks to Hydro. It was his idea at the start of the year. It's good to remember, particularly some of those names who weren't eligible but had their little heyday in the varying numbers at the Cats from 1 through to 46. So...
And we apologise to anybody who wore 47 or higher.
Yes.
So the Marty Christensens of the world.
Yes, we do, Kingy. We apologise to
the Ron Watts of the world.
Unreservedly. So let's hope Ronnie can get it done for St Joey's across the finals too. So, look, Kingy, I'm really excited about this final series. I think it was mentioned there in some of the correspondence that winning Friday night, next Friday night, will go a long way to having one hand on the Premiership Cup. And I'm not suggesting just by winning that you're going to win it, but it would make your task a whole lot easier, and it would just give the Cats, you know, especially against Brisbane, to beat Brisbane, because I think they're probably the second best team in it, the best team in it right now. Geelong and Brisbane are 1 and 2. I've got Adelaide and Collingwood a rung down. I think that Hawthorn and GWS are rungs above Fremantle and Gold Coast.
So they win there.
So if Geelong happen to lose...
Well, Hawthorn and GWS playing each other.
That's right. So one goes out.
Yep.
But I think Geelong would comfortably take care of Fremantle or Gold Coast if they lost.
Yep.
And then possibly... And then obviously have to play either Adelaide or Collingwood. But let's hope that doesn't happen. But look, it's all set up for a wonderful final series. The Cats are rightly premiership favourites given how they've entered the finals and the shape that they're in. Let's hope they can go and seal the deal.
The Cat Attack Podcast. Kerr's Hire. Locally owned and operated for over 40 years.